Welcome to the C Block Podcast, you stupid motherfuckers.
Yeah, welcome to the podcast, C Block's Radio. Oh my God, you should know I'm crazy, ho. It's time to listen to me through this transmission. I just want to entertain you through my damn vision. So everybody kick back and just open your ears. We're premiere over premiere, know that I'm here. Celebrate the good life with this dumbass. One conversation placed in just one track.
I hate the way that you sneak this. If I catch flight, it's gonna be direct. We hate the bitches you fuck, cause they confuse themselves with real women. Then notice I said we, it's not just me, I'm what the culture feeling. How many more fairy tale stories about your life till we had enough? How many more black features till you finally feel that you're black enough? I like Drake with the melodies, I don't like Drake when he act tough. You gon' make a nigga bring back Puff, let me see if Chubbs really crash something. Yeah, my first one like my last one, it's a classic, you don't have one. Let your core audience stomach
Oh boy, here I am. I'm back. And what a way to come back as the hip-hop community is buzzing like a motherfucker. It's been a long time, y'all. How you doing? It's April 30th, 2024. It has been over 4 years since I've done a podcast. Why? I don't know. Well, I mean, I know, but I don't know. Up and downs, but I don't want to get into that right now. I want to get into the buzz because I figured it's, why not talk about this? While we're still in this active stage of how we're feeling about this beef between essentially the GOATs of hip hop right now, the big three. Well, the big two, if you want to call it however you want to do it. J. Cole, Drake, and Kendrick Lamar. It all started about a month ago. Metro Boomin, Future, dropped an album. We don't trust you. You know the story. They recruited the Avengers. They got everybody on that album. Album comes out. Track listing, nothing but songs, no features. Well, you don't see the features named on the track listings, but you know what I'm saying. Track 7 or 8 comes on. You hear a little melody. Most of you who are old heads like me, well, some of you, might give you that old Big Timers type feel. Old Lil Wayne, old Cash Money. That's what that was. That's what I heard. Some of you even go more farther back. 80s, because really it's an 80s sample. Out of nowhere, my dude. Out of Compton, my boy. K-Dot, Kendrick Lamar comes in and absolutely smashes the verse. Being pretty direct and also giving you metaphors and double entendres for days. What a way to spark what we've had in over a month now. You got Rick Ross, Future, Metro Boomin, who can't rap, but he can make beats. Excuse me, I'm also eating. ASAP Rocky coming in the mix. All this happens, right? And Drake feels that he needs to respond with push-ups. And for me, being an artist, you would think that I would catch bars, but I'm going to be honest with you. I can barely catch a metaphor, double entendres half the time. I need videos to kind of break down things for me, so maybe I see things that I can't normally catch. And that's what happened. Because to me, push-ups just sounded like him rapping, but every bar had a meaning to the point where, like, oh, shit, my boy's going ham. I'm not going to discredit Drake. Drake is one of my top favorites, man. I liked For the Dogs. When Drake comes out and an album comes out, I play that shit to the fucking core till it's fucking dead. I mean, even if I don't like half the songs, I'm playing the album all the way through. And that's what I did with all the dogs. That's why I could probably remember all the transitions. Anyways, what I'm trying to get to you is that Drake is a great artist. You don't fuck with Drake. Drake knows how to come in. He knows how to time things right. And when he heard the review on that album, so he came back with an enhanced version about 2 weeks later. 6 extra songs, and those songs were fucking genius. Some might say that it was even better than the actual album itself. I would have to agree. That was Drake on his rappity rappity rap. I liked that those 6 songs better than the whole album, and I played that fucking 6 songs for weeks. Memorizing the songs, everything, right? So that happens. Now we fast forward to wherever we're at now. Kendrick comes in, does his thing. Drake rebuttals, going at everybody. And for the most part, yeah, he got everybody pretty good. Now we're all waiting. What's Kendrick gonna do? Suddenly everybody's counting him out. Oh, he ain't got no clapback. Oh, and by the way, let's not forget to add that Drake also came with the part 2. With the AI Snoop Dogg and the AI Tupac, which, I mean, it's dope, but we all know that Tupac don't rap like Drake. I don't know why Drake had to do his own flow on there. And Snoop Dogg don't rap like Drake. Sorry, I got cut off there. And Snoop Dogg don't rap like Drake, so I don't know why Snoop and Tupac had to have Drake's cadence, but I guess that's the way that Drake spit it in the booth. Anyways, that comes out. It gets pretty good. People think, okay, he's trolling Kendrick. He's poking at the bear. Kendrick has nothing to say. You look online, everybody just like, Kendrick ain't got it. Kendrick is scared. He's just hiding. Me? I'm old school, dude. I am old school. I am thinking, you know what? He is going to wait for his next album. Put that shit on wax. Make it the first track dissing him like Nas did either. On Stillmatic, or the way that Jay-Z did on The Blueprint with The Takeover, track 1. Will it be more hardcore than dissing somebody on an album on wax where everybody's going to listen, buy, and have that shit on repeat? That's what the game was back then. This is what I was thinking, right? But I know that the format is different now. We go off singles. So I wasn't expecting a rebuttal from Kendrick anytime soon. Until this morning, Tuesday, April 30th, 2024, I was about 2 hours into my day at work. I didn't even hear about it because I was listening to some wrestling podcasts. I didn't look at my IG. I didn't see anything like that. Nothing popped up. Nothing. Until I went on break. Saw what was going on. I'm like, okay, this can't be real. What? Bada bing, bada boom. There it is. Broken down on videos, like in portions, so I could watch it, right? Because it wasn't on Spotify yet. It wasn't on Spotify for another hour, but it should have already been released. Okay, now I'm hearing it. Okay, I'm like, okay. And for the most part, I'm trying to listen to Kendrick, trying to catch the bars, trying to catch the metaphors, trying to catch the double entendres. I said, you know what? Let me just listen to it on first reaction. Oh, boy. I was like, my boy is going ham. You don't fuck with K-Dot. No, you don't. But, and it was still just a subtle tap. He went in on Kendrick. Oh, sorry. He went in on Drake. Pretty much rebuttaling everything that Drake had to say about him. In a way that's like a puzzle, really. It was thoughtfully put out. He had time to do this. I don't know. Kendrick is, you know, he's a, how do you pronounce that fucking award? He's a Pulitzer winner? Or he's got that award that only government officials give out. The Pulitzer Award or whatever. That means that only like people that write books and our writers get that kind of award. You don't think for a second that Kendrick is gonna take his time and do things the right way? My boy's a fucking genius. Fuck the big three. It's just big me. He's explaining it. He's saying it right there. And I've been all about K-Dot. K-Dot does not have a bad album. He's got four classics. You can say whatever you want about the last album. If you don't understand, you don't. And that's the thing about that last. Let me explain K-Dot. The Mr. Morale album, right? That album probably had the less of his reviews as far as people liking it, whether because they just didn't understand it. People don't understand that that album in 10 years is going to be probably bigger than what they thought when they re-rated it, because it's dealing with something that we don't want to talk about. Men's health. Nobody wants to talk about men's health. Nobody wants to know that's a real thing. But that's what K-Dot was going through. He was going through some real life issues that some of us men want to sit down and never talk about, because we just want to be fucking men. It's in our DNA. We don't talk about shit. Oh, K-Dot did that. Everything is a strategy with K-Dot. It's been like that. I don't give a fuck if it takes 5-6 years to come out with an album. Dude, take your time. You're like Dre. If you want to put out something and if you feel it's right, then do it. If you don't, I get it. I want to hear Detox, but if you're not happy with it, guess what? Then I probably won't be happy with it either, because you expect something from your artist. I expect the best from K-Dot. I expect pretty much similar or equal to from J. Cole. Drake, my boy, I could play him for days. Not so much. When an album comes out, I know there's probably going to be hit or misses. I know that Drake will give me one good fucking song. Guarantee you, every Drake project, he will give me one fucking great song. All right, I took my headphones off because I'm tired of hearing my echo. Drake will give you one good song in every album that will resonate. And that's where my boy is. So, as we are in, I'm assuming, the first round of this beef, this battle between Drake and Kendrick, this is really going to be tribalism. The Drake fans, the Kendrick fans, they're going to say, who got what? Who got what? You know, who won what? Some are going to say that Drake took the first round. Some are going to say Kendrick took the first round. But what K-Dot did today was nothing short of just pure talent and like creative thinking and putting your thought process into how you're going to execute this masterful piece. And he did that. It's wild. And like I said, on first play, I didn't know what to do. I was trying to catch more than I shouldn't instead of enjoying it, like I do with most things nowadays. That's what we got, man. And, dude, bruh, shit was lit. To be up front, though, I didn't want to see these guys beef. I didn't want to see Kendrick, Drake, or J. Cole beef. These are my dudes. Like, they're like my age. They're carrying the culture. I'd rather have them all collab. I get it. People want to have this like beef between like picking and choosing, but I don't want that. I never wanted that. Everybody's excited around me as far as people, them like beefing. I could care less. I'm like, man, I don't like it, but it's getting everybody excited again. Why not? This is more than 13, 14 years in the making. You know, to now. And it's crazy. There's a story to everything. Hip hop has a story. You know, Tupac had a story. Biggie had a story. The West Coast, East Coast had a story. That all translates to today too. The story of Eminem is fucking great, right? The way that Dre found him, and then that was the story in itself. The evolution of the Eminem and Dre story. And then a few years later, you got 50 Cent, the biggest artist in the world. You started coming out with other artists here and there, like the Nellies, the Chingies. Some of them blew up more. And then you got the story of Kanye West. And then Kanye West was the big deal for the longest time. Kanye West did not miss. Hip-hop has a story. We're just now kind of like getting more of it, because it does feel like hip-hop has been stagnant for quite some time. There hasn't been anything to lift me up. And that's where we're at. So, let's take it all in. Enjoy this for what it is. And make sure that this 2024, we take it in and resonate. Let it resonate in our soul, man. So that's my beginning. Welcome to the C Block Pod motherfucking cast. I got no sound effects. I'm going raw dog right here, right now. I got nothing going on for you guys. I just said, you know what? I got to record. Today's the day to record. It's perfect. It's perfect. There's quite some things for me to talk about. I'm not ready to go into my personal life yet, but I'll get into that maybe next episode, maybe next week, maybe later this week. I just needed another episode, man. I don't know. This is probably going to be season 5, 6, 7. Who knows, man? Every season's like very portioned. I have like one episode per season and then that's it, right? Another thing that we should talk about, that I should talk about while I'm still here and while it's still fresh into my memory, is how, well, unless you're a wrestling fan, if you're not a wrestling fan, you probably don't want to hear any more of this, but how dope wrestling as a whole is right now, as far as companies and storylines, really WWE, that's my tribalism, but we have other companies that are still emerging too. We got the AEWs, TNA still there riding and rolling, New Japan. Bro, it is hot right now. The product is hot. We just came off one of the biggest builds of WrestleMania ever. I mean, I was like a kid again, just jumping for joy, watching this fucking program week after week, wondering what they're going to do next. I haven't felt like that in a long time. I'm happy for what it was. I'm happy that we got The Rock for these 3 months, these 4 months at least, just to enjoy what, for the most part, a lot of people my age enjoyed this man when I was 15 years old. That would make him, at this point, the oldest active member of a wrestler that's still going today. He was wrestling at WrestleMania 13, which is 1997. And here we are in 2024. That's 27 years ago, and my boy's still going. That is crazy. That is crazy talk. Nobody talks about that. I mean, The Rock is the biggest actor in Hollywood. Like, that's it. The biggest actor in Hollywood. He's got all the money. Everything he wants to pursue, he does. There is no limit to that, man. Man, if I could be inspired like that, man. You know, going for the goal while you still can. The Rock. So, yes, getting him in this run right now was pretty dope. Getting a story that we did, if you watched it, you know, the Cody Rhodes story, how he had to finish the story. I was talking about, you know, hip-hop having a story. This is kind of what I'm transitioning to, is the story of Cody Rhodes and his story finally ending and going on to the next chapter or whatever the story is. I don't know. The series. We were all taken for a ride. A fucking beautiful ride, by the way. And just like hip-hop where there's bars, this story also had bars. had metaphors. Things go over my head that I did not see coming. It's a play. We all know that wrestling is staged, but it's a play. We watch it because we want to hear stories. And you have to look at the Easter eggs. Make sure you're catching everything in the background. What are they saying in the promos? Catch certain words. There's nothing like wrestling. And now we're in a new era, 2024, where my boy Vince is no longer in charge. Crazy. I'm not defending what he did, what he supposedly did. I'm just saying, that dude gave me a lot of my childhood, and I'm not ready to push him away just yet. You know, there's still a soft spot in my heart for the boy. You know what I'm saying? Just like anything, you know, even if, you know, you guys have kids and your kid is a troublemaker and he does stupid shit and everybody hates him, you're not going to hate your child. You might think he's a fucking asshole for doing what he did, but you don't abandon your child, right? Yeah, that's kind of my feeling towards that. So this is where we're at. Wrestling is hot as where it's been. There's a point and meaning for everything. Everything has a point. A rhyme and reason, really. And I'm excited for it, you know. And I'm just trying to take it in while I still can. So if you're not watching the product, you should. You know, my tribal chief, Roman Reigns, he's taking a vacation. But you know, when he comes back, that face turn is going to be fucking amazing. People are going to love him, all right? So forgive me, I'm also eating, so I'm trying to stand away from the mic. All right, what else is going on? I'll tell you this much. The touchy sub. I'm trying to get into like the more big events right now. We are in an election year again. Crazy to believe. I've been gone for 4 years, and I think I was out of an election year. No, was it? No, we were in the election year. That's right. That's right. I'm sorry. So actually, when I was my last podcast, I don't even think Biden was in the office yet. So I guess we're at the end of maybe him being out of the office. I don't know. I don't know what your views are on this. It mixed because I can't believe for the second straight time in our history, we're going to get the same fucking shit again. The same war from an even older couple of candidates that for the most part, none of us could stand. And if you do, the opposite side doesn't understand. It's wild, like, to think that we are in an era where we don't really want to hear each other out. But that's where we're at. I don't want to hear that motherfucker out. I don't want to hear that bitch out. Why? We're paused, and it's freaking weird to be in this position, you know? I try to keep up. I know that Mr. Biden was on the Howard Stern podcast a couple of days ago, and I was going to listen to it, but then I just didn't. I was like, okay, I need to set myself up for this and really sit down and listen to it. I have XM radio, so why not, right? Take advantage of it what I can. Yeah, but I want to sit down and listen to see. I think most people were saying that he's not as far gone as people would like. He's not as far gone as people say he is, as far as, you know, his thought process. He's pretty much still there, you know. But I don't think, I think that we are ready to see the next generation of politicians in office, a more younger crew. And I said this before to everybody, and when I mean younger, I don't mean like 20s younger or like me younger or 40s younger. Hey, give me some 15, 60-year-olds, man. The 70s and 80s got to go. There's no reason for that no more. There's no reason for some lady who recently passed away that was in the California Senate at the age of 95 to be there. She didn't look like she was alive. There is no reason for this, man. You know, I don't want to make this extremely political. I'm not taking any sides, by the way. So obviously I'm not saying that this person is wrong or that person is wrong or he's right or he's right. I have my views. It's not for me to portray on there. Because if I do that, then once again, another form of tribalism. You know what I mean? But I just hope that we really, really sit down and try to think of what's the next best stage in our country. Because this is probably going to be the next election. Mm-hmm. And regardless of what's going on with one party, another person going through a trial or whatever, it's wild to think that. Well, let's put it this way. I think we've reached the. Remember when we were kids? When I was a kid, our parents would say, "Hey, you could become president too," and most of us would laugh it off because we thought that being a president would probably be the most ultimate, almost no way of happening type gig. I can never reach that. I can never reach that. You know. And I could say that probably in the last couple of candidates, it's probably been very obvious that, yeah, I think anybody could run for president. And if you have money, a little bit of money at least. And all you got to do is say what people want to hear, or some people want to hear. It's crazy. This is it's kind of becoming like a TV show, entertainment. Like, yo, let's give them a show. We're really getting a show. And I don't know if I'm with that or not, but I'm kind of already like ready for this year to end, just so I could see what's gonna happen. We're all going to get some laughs out of it. I'm sure we're going to have some funny, funny TikToks and funny memes and other entertainment news by the time we get to the elections, man. I guarantee you something crazy is going to happen. This shit don't stop. And anyways, I am glad that you guys stay with me. I didn't want to make it too long. I just wanted to hit about 30 minutes. Get in here, talk about the state of hip-hop, talk about a little bit of wrestling. I don't know if I got too detailed into it. I probably should write it down more if I want to talk about wrestling. Because I thought about making a wrestling podcast. It kind of fits me. You know? Strictly WWE. Because I can't do the other companies. Sorry, man. Politics. You know? Because that's still kind of a major thing going on in our country right now that we talk about. Those are the headlines. And I will be back this week or next week to talk to you more about how I feel the state. Well, fuck that. I'm back. That's it. It's a C-Block podcast. I'm just going to talk my shit. This is about me. You probably want to know where the fuck I'm at, right? I'll let you know. I'll give you a rundown next week. The four-year rundown of what I've been doing. I'll give you an idea. Maybe some of you guys may come out of the woodworks and say, oh, man, I didn't know. Hey, man, I can write a book. What's happened to me the last 4 years. And how the story is still going. Hey, my story hasn't ended, yo. I need to finish the story. I'll see you guys later, all right? Have a good one. Good night.